Well, I considered reading the dictionary, considering people have actually said they wouldn't mind hearing me read the dictionary, but I don't know, maybe I'm just an idiot, but I don't seem to be able to find one where they're just listed as words rather than a search engine. Oh well, who cares? That being said, I'm sure there are other things that, you know, you could find and read online. So let's see. Most boring Wikipedia article. What is the most boring Wikipedia article? Suggests it's boredom. That's actually probably interesting. Who knows? Let's read it. Boredom. Yeah, that's a decent size. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. For other uses, see boredom, disambiguation. Let's see. Boredoms, that's a Japanese rock band. Wolf W11 boredom fighters. A biplane decide to resemble WW1 fighters. Okay. Never heard of that. Okay, it's a show plane then. Obviously. I don't know why that even occurred to me that it would be an actual fighter plane. The boredom of Haruhi Tsutsumiya. A novel of the Tsutsumiya Haruhi light novel series. Okay, I don't know what that is. Boredom in Russian. I don't know how to pronounce that. An 1874 song by Modest Mussorgsky from the compositional work Sunless. Don't know what that is. A song called Boredom from the Buzzcocks from the EP Spiral Scratch. Tokolitsa. Also called Boredom, a song by Elektritsny Orgasm. I don't know what that is. Electric Orgasm, I guess their name is. Boredom 2002 song by Index Case from the album Birth. And Boredom Room, employee banishment strategy of boring work. That actually, I want to read that after this. And then also see bore, disambiguation, bored, boring, ennui. Isn't ennui just the feeling of intense boredom? Outright, it's just boredom. Ennui, meaning, is that even how you pronounce it? I'm not sure. Let's see. Ennui, okay. A bit weird with the pronunciation there. I suppose a feeling of being bored and mentally tired caused by having nothing interesting or exciting to do. Oh, well. Oh, someone mentioned me on Facebook. Let's see. Okay. Ennui. Okay. Is that what I said? Ennui? Ennui? I don't know what I said. Ennui. Alright, let's go back to boredom. Bored, boring, ennui, redirected here for other uses. See bored, boring, and ennui. Tedium redirects here for the 2008 film. See Castagi. What is that? Castagi, Persian, also known as Tedium and My Sex Life. So 2008 Persian independent film written and directed by Bahman Motamedian and produced in Iran. It was shown at the 65th Venice International Film Festival in 2008. It tells the story of 7 Iranian transsexuals living in Tehran. Got some prizes. The Queer Lion. Bryan Prize Special Citation and Awards. The first prize at the 24th Torino GBLT Film Festival. I don't know what. Is that like Gay, Bi, Lesbian, Trans Film Festival? I don't know. In Italy? Doubt it. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway. In conventional usage, boredom is an emotional or psychological state experienced when an individual is left without anything in particular to do, is not interested in his or her surroundings, or feels that a day or period is dull and tedious. It's also understood by scholars as a modern phenomenon which has a cultural dimension. There is no universally accepted definition of boredom, but whatever it is, researchers argue it is not simply another name for depression or apathy. It seems to be a specific mental state that people find unpleasant, a lack of stimulation that leaves them craving relief, with a host of behavioral, medical, and social consequences. According to BBC News, boredom can be a dangerous and disruptive state. A mind that damages your health, yet research suggests that without boredom we couldn't achieve our creative feats. And then there's a picture of a souvenir seller that appears bored as she waits for customers. In experience without qualities, boredom and modernity, Elizabeth Goodstein, you English people butcher good old German names. Gutstein traces the modern discourse on boredom through literary, philosophy, and sociological texts to find that as a discursively articulated phenomenon, boredom is at once objective and subjective, emotion and intellectualization. Not just a response to the modern world, but also a historically constituted. My eyes are really dry. But also a historically constituted strategy for coping with its discontents. With its discontents. In both conceptions, boredom has to do fundamentally with an experience of time and problems of meaning. And this is apparently a part of series on emotions. You have affection, anger, angst, anguish, annoyance, anticipation, anxiety, apathy, arousal, awe, boredom, confidence, contempt. Boredom is the only emotion starting with B. Confidence, contempt, contentment. Courage, curiosity, depression, desire, despair, disappointment, disgust. Why anger, disgust, fear, happiness, sadness, surprise? It's all boldened. Distrust, ecstasy, embarrassment, empathy, enthusiasm, envy, euphoria, fear, frustration, gratitude, grief, guilt, happiness, hatred, hope, horror, hostility, humiliation, interest, jealousy, joy, loneliness, love, lust, outrage, panic, passion, pity, pleasure, pride, rage, regret, remorse, resentment, sadness. What the fuck is that? So, how do you pronounce that? Not even gonna. Sodache? Why is there a Portuguese word? Oh, okay, because you have Schadenfreude. Alright, I suppose it is a thing then. Sodache, Schadenfreude. Self confidence, shame, shock, shyness, sorrow, suffering, surprise, trust, wonder, worry. Etymology and terminology. The first recorded use of the word boredom is in the novel Bleak House by Charles Dickens, written in 1852, in which it appears six times, although the expression to be a bore had been used in print in the sense of to be tiresome or dull since 1768. The expression boredom means state of being bored. 1852 from bore, dumb. It also has been employed in a sense of bores as a class and practice of being a bore. 1864, a sense properly belonging to boreism. 1833. The word bore as a noun meaning a thing which causes ennui or annoyance is attested to since 1778 of persons by 1812. The noun bore comes from the verb bore, which had the meaning to be tiresome or dull, first attested in 1768, a vogue word, 1780 to 1781, according to Grose or Gross, 1785, possibly a figurative extension of to move forward slowly and persistently as a whole boring tool does. The French term for boredom, ennui, is sometimes used in English as well, at least in 1787. The term ennui was first used as a French word in English in the 1660s, okay, and it was nativized by 1758. The term ennui comes from French ennui, from Old French ennui, annoyance, from the 13th century, a back formation from ennui. The German word for boredom, what is that? I don't even remember. Wait, a back formation from ennui, the German word for boredom, expresses... Oh yeah, never mind. The German word for boredom expresses this, Langeweile. That means a long time, I suppose, or whatever. Yeah, long while. Which is in line with the common perception that when one is bored, time passes torturously slowly. Psychology. Different scholars use different definitions of boredom, which complicates research. Boredom has been defined by Cynthia D. Fisher in terms of its main central psychological processes as unpleasant, transient, affective state in which the individual feels a pervasive lack of interest and difficulty concentrating on the current activity. Mark Leary describes boredom as an affective experience associated with cognitive attentional processes. In positive psychology, positivistic, I suppose they mean, I don't know, boredom is described as a response to a moderate challenge for which the subject has more than enough skill. Okay. Positivism is fun ish. What is this now? Alright, gonna click that away. Just gonna check that my microphone is working. It is. There are three types of boredom, all in which involve problems of engagement of attention. These include times when we're prevented from engaging in wanted activity, when we're forced to engage in unwanted activity, or when we're simply unable for no apparent reason to maintain engagement in an activity or a spectacle. Boredom, I suppose the other ones aren't really boredom, but procrastination is also boredom. Boredom proneness is a tendency to experience boredom of all types. This is typically assessed by the boredom proneness scale. Is that a thing? Let's see. Boredom proneness scale test. BPS. Huh. I have no idea. Well, not gonna spend money on buying that. Recent research has found that boredom proneness is clearly and consistently associated with failures of attention. Oh, really? Boredom and its proneness are both theoretically and empirically linked to depression and similar symptoms. Nonetheless, boredom proneness has been found. Hang on. Where were we? Nonetheless, boredom proneness has been found to be as strongly correlated with attentional lapses as with depression. Although boredom is often viewed as a trivial and mild irritant, proneness to boredom has been linked to a very diverse range of possible psychological, physical, educational, and social problems. Absent-mindedness is where a person shows inattentive or forgetful behavior. Absent-mindedness is a mental condition in which the subject experiences low levels of attention and frequent distraction. Absent-mindedness is not a diagnosed condition, but rather a symptom of boredom and sleepiness which people experience in their daily lives. When suffering from absent-mindedness, people tend to show signs of memory lapse, a weak recollection of recently occurring events. This can usually be a result of a variety of other conditions often diagnosed by clinicians, such as attention deficit hyperactive disorder, ADHD, I suppose, and depression. In addition to absent-mindedness leading to an array of consequences affecting daily life, it can have a more severe long-term problem. Physical health. Lethargy is a state of tiredness, weariness, fatigue, or lack of energy. It can be accompanied by depression, decreased motivation, or apathy. Lethargy is a normal response to boredom, inadequate sleep, overexertion, overworking, stress, lack of exercise, or a symptom of a disorder. When part of a normal response, lethargy often resolves with rest, adequate sleep, decreased stress, and good nutrition. Philosophy. Boredom is a condition characterized by perception of one's environment as dull, tedious, and lacking in stimulation. This can result from leisure and a lack of aesthetic interests. Labor and art may be alienated and passive or immersed in tedium. There is an inherent anxiety of boredom. People will spend considerate effort to prevent or remedy it, yet in many circumstances it's accepted as suffering to be an Yet in many circumstances, it is accepted as suffering to be endured. Okay. Common passive ways to escape boredom are to sleep or to think creative thoughts, daydreaming. Typical active solutions consist in intentional activity of some sort, often something new, as familiarity and repetition lead to the tedious. During the fin de cycle, I don't know if that's how you say it. The French term for the end of the 19th century in the West, some of the cultural hallmarks included ennui, cynicism, pessimism, and a widespread belief that civilization leads to decadence. Boredom also plays a role in existential thought. Søren Kierkegaard, Danish name, and Friedrich Nietzsche. Were two of the first philosophers considered fundamental to the existentialist movement. Like Pascal, they were interested in people's quiet struggle with the apparent meaninglessness of life and the use of diversion to escape from boredom. Kierkegaard's either-or describes the rotation method a method used by higher level aesthetes. Higher level aesthetes? I don't know what that is. Aesthete. A person who has or professes to have refined sensitivity toward. All right. The method is an essential hedonistic aspect of the aesthetic way of life. For the aesthete, one constantly changes what one is doing in order to maximize the enjoyment and pleasure derived from each activity. In contexts where one is confined, spatially or otherwise, boredom may be met with various religious activities, not because religion would want to associate itself with tedium, but rather partly because boredom may be taken as the essential human condition to which God, wisdom, or morality are the ultimate answers. It is taken in this sense by virtually all existentialist philosophers, as well as by Arthur Schopenhauer. Martin Heidegger wrote about boredom in two texts available in English in the 1929-1930 semester lecture course, The Fundamental Concepts of Metaphysics, and again in the essay, What is Metaphysics? Published in the same year, the lecture Heidegger included about 100 pages on boredom, probably the most extensive philosophical treatment ever of the subject. What is so fucking difficult about this word? Railway stations. He focused on waiting at railway stations in particular as a major context of boredom. Søren Kierkegaard remarks in Either Or that patience cannot be depicted visually, since there is a sense that any immediate moment of life may be fundamentally tedious. Blaise Pascal in the Pensées, I don't know how to pronounce it. Wait, Blaise Pascal in the Pensées, whatever, I still don't know what that is. Posthumous. Okay, it's some kind of collection of fragments on theology and philosophy by Pascal. Discusses the human condition in saying we seek rest in a struggle against some obstacles, and when we have overcome these, rest proves unbearable because of the boredom it produces. And then later states that only an infinite and immutable object, that is, God himself, can fill this infinite abyss. Okay. Without stimulus or focus, the individual is confronted with nothingness. The meaninglessness of existence and experiences existential and... I cannot English right now. Without stimulus or focus, the individual is confronted with nothingness. The meaninglessness of existence and experiences existential anxiety. Heidegger states this idea as follows. Profound boredom drifting here and there in the abyss of our existence like a muffling fog removes all things and men and oneself along with it into a remarkable indifference. This boredom reveals being as a whole. Schopenhauer used the existence of boredom in an attempt to prove the vanity of human existence, stating, for if life in the desire for which our essence and existence consists, possessed in itself a positive value and real content, there would be no such thing as boredom. Mere existence would be, or would fulfill and satisfy us. Erich Fromm and other thinkers of critical theory speak of boredom as common psychological response to industrial society where people are required to engage in alienated labor. According to Fromm, boredom is perhaps the most important source of aggression and destructiveness today. For Fromm, the search for thrills and novelty that characterizes consumer culture are not solutions to boredom, but mere distractions from boredom, which, he argues, continues unconsciously. Above and beyond taste and character, the universal case for boredom consists in any instance of waiting. As Heidegger noted, such as in line for someone else to arrive or finish a task, or while one is traveling somewhere. The automobile requires fast reflexes, making its operator busy and hence, perhaps for other reasons as well, making the ride more tedious despite being over sooner. Causes and effects. Although it has not been widely studied, research on boredom suggests that boredom is a major factor impacting diverse areas of a person's life. People ranked low on a boredom proneness scale were found to have better performance in a wide variety of aspects of their lives, including career, education, and autonomy. Boredom can be a symptom of a clinical depression. Boredom can be a form of learned helplessness, a phenomenon closely related to depression. Some philosophies of parenting propose that if children are raised in an environment devoid of stimuli and are not allowed to or encouraged to interact with their environment, they will fail to develop the mental capacities to do so. In a learning environment, a common cause of boredom is a lack of understanding. For instance, if one is not following or connecting the material in a class or lecture, it will usually seem boring. However, the opposite can also be true. Something that is too easily understood, simple, or transparent can also be boring. Boredom is often inversely related to learning, and in school may be a sign of a student not being challenged enough or being too challenged. An activity that is predictable to the students is likely to bore them. A 1989 study indicated that an individual's impression of boredom may be influenced by the individual's degree of attention, as another acoustic level of distraction from the environment correlated with higher reportings of boredom. Boredom has been studied as being related to drug abuse among teens. Boredom has been proposed as a cause of pathological gambling behavior. A study found results consistent with the hypothesis that pathological gamblers seek stimulation to avoid states of boredom and depression. It has been suggested that boredom has an evolutionary basis that encourages humans to seek out new challenges. It may influence human learning and ingenuity. Some recent studies have suggested that boredom may have some positive effects. A low stimulus environment may lead to increased creativity and may set the stage for a so-called eureka moment. In the workplace, bore out is a management theory that posits that lack of work, boredom, and consequent lack of satisfaction are a common malaise affecting individuals working in modern organizations, especially in office-based, white-collar jobs. This theory was first expounded in 2007 in Diagnose Bore-Out, a book by Peter Werder and Philip Rothlin, two Swiss business consultants. They claim the absence of meaningful tasks rather than the presence of stress in many workers' chief problem. A banishment room, also known as the chasing out room and boredom room, is a modern employee exit management strategy whereby employees are transferred to a department where they're assigned meaningless work until they become disheartened enough to quit. Since the resignation is voluntary, the employee would not be eligible for certain benefits. The legality of ethics of the practice is questionable and may be construed as constructive dismissal by the courts in some regions. In pop culture, meh is an interjection used as an expression of indifference or boredom. It may also mean be as it may. It's often regarded as a verbal shrug of the shoulders. The use of the term meh shows the speaker is apathetic, uninterested, or indifferent to the question or subject at hand. It's occasionally used as an adjective meaning something is mediocre or unremarkable. Superfluous man. The superfluous man is an 1840s, 1850s Russian literary concept derived by the Byronic hero. It refers to an individual, perhaps talented, incapable, who does not fit into social norms. In most cases, this person is born into wealth and privilege. Typical characteristics are disregard for social values, cynicism, and existential boredom. Typical behaviors are gambling, drinking, smoking, sexual intrigues, and duels. He's often unempathetic and carelessly distresses others with his actions. Grunge lit is an Australian literary genre or fictional or semi-autobiographical writing in the early 1990s about young adults living in an inner city world of disintegrating futures where the only relief from boredom is through a nihilistic pursuit of sex, violence, drugs, and alcohol. Often the central characters are disenfranchised, lacking drive and determination beyond the desire to satisfy. Their basic needs. It was typically written by new, young authors who examined gritty, dirty, real existences of everyday characters. It's been described as both a subset of dirty realism and an offshoot of Generation X literature. Stuart Glover states that the term grunge lit takes the term grunge from the late 80s and early 90s Seattle grunge bands. Glover states that the term grunge lit was mainly a marketing term used by publishing companies. He states that most of the authors who have been categorized as grunge lit writers reject the label. See also apathy, cabin fever, drab as a color, dysthymia, gray rock method, and motivation. Well, I don't know. You can probably fall asleep to this, I hope.